This is Ozarks at Large. Oh, I bet regular listeners can tell I have a mask on. You can probably tell the difference. Zuzana Sitek is with me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio. You too, Zuzana, have a mask on.
I do have a mask on, yes.
But it's still now 200 and, I don't know, 12 days into our building lockdown. It's still nice to occasionally, even if a coworker, have a guest in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio.
It is nice. It's happening not too often around here lately.
The reason you are here is to explain the first episode of a podcast that KUAF and you and other reporters have produced. Tell me about it.
So the podcast is called The New Classroom because we are in new times that require a new type of classroom. So the podcast, in a way, aggregates the reporting that I and my colleagues have done on Ozarks at Large about the different ways that education has changed, especially here locally, obviously.
And it's been interesting because during this time, we have gone from March, when there was the sudden, if I recall, there were about 3 weeks where there were these sudden changes. We're not going to close. We're going to close. We're going remote. You had the whole summer of prep and whatever has happened since school has opened. And what has happened is almost different at every school building in every school district.
Definitely. And it depends to which learning option parents went with. Was it in person? Was it hybrid? Was it virtual only? So these stories really cover a range of topics from what's going on in the classrooms to what's going on in people's homes and the way people are managing this different learning environment that everybody's in. And I think the common theme is that it hasn't been easy no matter which part of the education system you're in.
We hear from parents. We hear from students. We hear from educators.
Yeah, we hear from everybody that's involved in education, whether that's providing it or taking it in.
This is the first episode. There will be more.
There will be more, yes. No exact dates for that, but about every month or so. Each podcast will aggregate the reporting we've done since the previous episode.
Gotcha. And you are not concerned that you'll run out of material for the new classroom?
I can definitely say that I am not concerned about running out of things to talk about as this continues to unfold.
The new classroom, first episode of this KUAF-produced podcast, available now.
It is, yeah. You can go to KUAF.com and just look under the On Air tab and click Programs and then scroll to the bottom and you'll see the podcast, The New Classroom.
Zuzana Sitek, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kyle.